This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We are broadcasting live from the Great Grizzly Bear in Soulard. Come on by and taste some of these great burgers and these buffalo chicken balls, I think they're called. They just really are outstanding. Frank Cusimano with Martin Kilcoyne, and we are going to head to Maryland right now, and we're going to chat with the all-time great, maybe the best Billiken of all time. He is Anthony Bonner. Anthony, great to be with you. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Gentlemen, how are you guys today in St. Louis?
Very good. First of all, tell our listening audience what you're doing in Maryland. This is quite a story.
Well, this morning I just finished speaking to about 100 9 through 12th graders at Concordia Preparatory School, which is a Christian school, just encouraging them to really not just learn the principles of faith and of Jesus Christ, but really learn how to implement them in their life. And then tonight I'm going to be in a medium security prison in Jessup, Maryland. On tomorrow I will be in Hagerstown, Maryland. And then on Thursday or Friday, I'll be in Cumberland, Maryland, in a maximum security prison, just encouraging men that may or may not get out to remain faithful and hopeful that God still has a plan for their lives.
How do you end up there? How does that particular place find Anthony Bonner? How do you find them?
Well, really, it's amazing. I was speaking at a church about 7 years ago in Maryland that I was not supposed to be at. I filled in for a gentleman that I travel the world in by the name of Bill Alex, and he was a chaplain for the Boston Celtics during their glory years with Bird and McHale and all that. And there's a gentleman here in Maryland by the name of Mark Venarelli, who was a former newscaster but was working in the Maryland prison system. He heard me speak at this church, and he was not supposed to be there, but God ordered our steps. We met. He heard my testimony and what I shared, and he goes, "You know what? You need to come to prison." I go, "What?" "No, you need to come and speak in the prison." So he opened the door, and the rest is history. I come up every year or every 2 years, and we go back into the prisons to re-encourage the men.
Wow, that is an incredible story. But what I'm concerned about is the growth of the Billikens without you at practice every day. I think it's all going to be a struggle now. Have you talked to Coach Ford and said, "I can't be at practice today, Coach"?
No, I have not, but I told him last week before they departed going to Dayton that I wouldn't be around for a week. So he's aware that I'm out of town, that I'm traveling doing ministry. He knows when I'm coming back. So Richmond is only 3 hours from Baltimore, and if I did not have an obligation on tonight, I would have driven down to the game to support him.
What's that been like for you, going back, putting on the uni, banging around with the current Billikens, and for some of them – I mean, I hope they don't say, now, did you play here? You could simply just say, "You need to Google me, son."
Well, you know, I think, first of all, what it's allowed me to do is be reconnected to the program and establish a real relationship with these young people, where it's very easy to blow a whistle or give people advice, which they get a lot of from all different kinds of directions. But for me, it's kind of like leading by example. You know, you go out, you talk about working hard, you work hard, you show the big guys some small things, because they're in the middle of a season. You know, they're under enough pressure. They started out great. They hit that wall. Now their backs are against the wall trying to win these games. So you don't want to give them too much. You just want to show them some small things that could increase their chances of winning and their productivity on the floor. And I'm just thankful for the opportunity.
And you seem to be connecting really well with the talented Hassan French. How do you see that?
Yeah, you know, Haas is a very talented young man. You know, one of the things I encourage him, I remember my freshman and sophomore year, I played purely off of energy and hard work, didn't really get a lot of touches, much was not expected from me offensively. So I had to take everything Coach Grau told me that I couldn't do and put it on the drawing board to work on in the summertime to drive myself to become a complete player. And like I told Haas, I just told him, you know, right now there are many things you're not allowed to do, but if you're telling me you want to be a pro or have an opportunity to go overseas and make some money, you got to grow as a player. So there's some things we need to put on the board for next summer that when you come back, I'm sorry, this summer, when you come back, that you've improved and you're a better version of who you were, because you can't not grow and expect to have an opportunity to earn some money playing basketball.
And because you're a St. Louis guy that played for the Billikens, you've always got that link. You had a great career there. And for other kids coming out of St. Louis, I never give them a hard time. If they want to go play wherever, God bless them. But there is that link forever, and it's your hometown. How close were you to going anywhere else? And if you think back on that decision, how it is now, being a former Billiken living in St. Louis, if you'd gone somewhere else, you wouldn't have that link.
Well, probably not. But, you know, I've learned now through my faith and through my new vocation of serving God that there are no happenstances. Nothing just happens. God ordains things, and he plans things far in advance that will blow our mind. And it's no coincidence I went to St. Louis U. It's no coincidence that when I wanted to transfer and go to KU, Larry Brown left and went to San Antonio. When I wanted to transfer and go to the University of Michigan, after my sophomore year, my high school coach brought some very, very valid points to mind that an 18 or a 19-year-old would never even think about. So, you know, I just thank God that it turned out the way it did, because when you're young, you're eager. You don't always want to receive constructive criticism or instruction. The coach is always wrong. You're always right. But I thank God I have people around me who allow me to see things the way they really were and not the way I thought they were.
How did you go from being a very good high school player, but not an All-American, not a McDonald's All-American or anything like that, to being a first-round draft choice? How does that happen?
Well, again, I look at divine providence. You know, I have to give God all the honor and all the glory, because I didn't ask to be my size. I didn't ask to have the gift of playing basketball. I didn't ask to have the parents that I have. Those are all gifts, and we're responsible. We're stewards for the gifts that we're given, and I've always been able to work hard. My dad was a cab driver. I saw him every morning get up at 5 a.m. and come home at 6 in the evening, dead dog tired, but yet faithful to the job that he had. And for me, that was an example. That was a role model. So when I started playing basketball as a late bloomer and a late developer, I couldn't jump, I couldn't score, but I could play hard. And I thank God that I was able to have that gift on the front end, because then the talent caught up. And as the talent caught up, then the confidence came. And with that, the opportunities presented themselves where I earned Coach Grar's trust, and he allowed me to grow into my gift.
Anthony, what have you seen with Coach Ford and how this season could be wearing on a guy where there was NCAA expectations? They were predicted to win the Atlantic 10. Cartier Gordon leaves the program right before the conference play. That was a devastating blow. And then guys have gotten injured. They're not the team they were supposed to be. Can you tell at all in dealing with Coach Ford that it's wearing on him, or that he knows that it's coming up short from what everybody was hoping for?
I'm sure, but you know the great thing, the guy's been a head coach 22 years. It's not his first rodeo. It's not the first time his team has been picked to have high expectations and they've not met, you know, the expectations, but he's done the best he could with what he's had. You know what I mean? That's just kind of called life, and you continue to try and elevate the current players that you have, keep them on the right path, you know, kind of encourage them. But unfortunately, things have just not – they've not been able to really gather themselves and rebound from that slump that they had. But, you know, we got a big game tonight. You lost a close win in Dayton that you had an opportunity to win. You were in the game. You kind of build on that. Going to VCU tonight with high expectations and, you know, play with them for a half and keep it close and see what can happen in the second half. And who knows what can happen in the last part of this season. Strange things have happened, you know. That's why they call it March Madness, my brothers.
Final thought. I know you weren't directly involved with the program when it happened, but kind of an overview on the whole Cartier Gordon situation at SLU.
Well, I'm really not privy to a lot of stuff that happens. I kind of got the end part of it, but I wish that I could have been around in the very beginning to try and have an impact on this young man and could have helped him maybe see something differently. A lot of young players come to college and things don't kind of fall out the way they expected. Maybe some of the promises that they've been given coaches don't keep, or maybe their expectations when they came were not realistic. But it's very easy to quit and go somewhere and start over, you know. But it takes a real show of character to stay and fight it out and endure, knowing, again, you played at Webster Groves. Your support system is right here in St. Louis. Your best opportunity to succeed and grow is right here with people who know you and who are going to support you. Going away means starting over. It means being lonely. It means possibly not having the opportunity of the coach being on your side for a local kid. So, again, I wish I had been there earlier. We definitely miss him right now. But like all kids, we wish him much success because he still represents St. Louis no matter where he goes.
Good stuff. Anthony, great to hear your voice. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, guys. Have a great show and a great day, gentlemen.
All right, Anthony Bonner, one of a kind, joining us on Hollywood Casino Press Box. And it would have been interesting if he would have been directly involved with the program when this was all unraveling at SLU, how history could have changed. Because, Martin, I'm telling you, I wish I could tell some of these stories, and I don't know if they're 100% true, but his issues with teammates and the way teammates felt about what he was doing, pretty rough, and it's probably best that they parted ways. And here's the thing I can't understand is, do you blame Travis Ford at all?
No, and who did? The slop?
Yes.
The collective slop of Tuna and Strick?
More Tuna than anybody.
It was the coach's fault. So if a kid isn't following all the rules, and you're a little tough on him, and then the kid says, that's it, I don't want to be yelled at or disciplined, and leaves, then it's the coach's fault that he left. But the only reason the coach had to be tough in the first place is because the kid was the one who basically required the discipline. No, I don't blame Travis at all. I mean, I think also, and you don't want to talk about a kid. I mean, I want it all to work out. I hope he does great things at DePaul except for two times a year when he plays Marquette. But there's a little bit of a history here, and it's not just Travis, okay?
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
It's throwing a kid at Webster Groves up against his locker because you forgot your uniform and then saying, I'm going to take your uniform. I'm going to use yours. I mean, it's like, where's the personal responsibility? Let's blame everybody else. You know, the kid's 19 years old. He's got a full scholarship at a school that costs maybe $60,000 a year to attend. He's got a surrogate father in Corey Tate. He's got coaches just want him to succeed. And he's got all this playing time and a chance to succeed. All you got to do is show up and be a good guy, you know?
And if you know Travis at all, and I know you know him better than I do, but there's a lot of coaches out there who are just mean, terrible people. They really are.
Shout out Marquette coaches.
No, who just...
Oh, Woj is a great guy.
Who just, not Woj, the other ones.
Who just enjoy being an ass. And Travis isn't that guy.
No.
Now, is he going to get mad? Is he going to try and have discipline in his program? Yeah. So, again, I hope... Hopefully we don't have to talk about it much further, and Cartier does great things at DePaul,
yeah.
But I agree with you. It's unfortunate if a Bonner could have had a role in it, because you wanted him to stay. It would have been better for everybody, in my opinion. I wasn't there every day, but in my opinion, it would have been better if it would have worked out. And certainly they would have won more games.
All right, a couple of business items here. For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the show and practices complete eye care in the metro area, from routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery. That LASIK surgery is what he does best. You can get it done for like 12 or 13 seconds. That's how quick it is. And then like 24 hours later, your eyes are perfect for the rest of your life. 866-260-EYES, Dr. Michael Jones. It was at the new Key Malls last night, and happy to report things are coming out of that kitchen in a real efficient way. I like to sample things, not so much because I
do
like
you?
Food, but just to make sure that
this just
everybody else, you know, I want to make sure their meals are good. So a little Chilean sea bass, a little pasta basilica. We had the cheese bread, the salad, and then the Italian cream cake for dessert. It's homemade with hot caramel sauce. Make sure you ask for it warm. But you ought to just check out the place because the bar is just out of sight. Beautiful view. You feel like you're kind of in New York City. So check out the new Key Malls Chop House.
I'm picturing Frank with a police escort at about 6:31 leaving downtown St. Louis.
If you're ever,
like
at, the Key,
yeah.
If you're ever at the Key Malls Chop House and you're eating and your food comes and it's a little bit cut off, that means Frank was in the kitchen sampling the food.
Where just to help out people.
That
the
was
Kingside
at
Kingside Diner.
The Kingside Diner in Clayton where Frank was pulling food off a table and showing it to us.
Yeah, the fried chicken and waffles.
Yes.
Chicken and waffles, which I've never actually had together. Have you ever had them on the same plate?
I have not.
That sounds, you know, just outstanding.
I thought it was being brought out by the kitchen
right.
for us to have, and then we realized no. Frank was taking off a woman's plate
I
to
took it
show
to
us.
To show you guys, yeah. And I didn't take a bite, but I took it off her plate.
So. I do want to mention one final time, March 7th, TMA Live, Hot Shots in O'Fallon, all new Doug suspension T-shirt. Thank you, Illinois. Dinner with Doug for one lucky lemming and three friends to be entered for a chance to win. Simply get a raffle ticket from the 590 staff at the event. Names will be drawn to decide who gets to play the trivia contest. Hot Shots teammate themed menu with great food and drink specials all night long at O'Fallon, Illinois, the Hot Shots on March 7th.
And Maryville sponsors our phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information. Chuck was at the morning skate, saw him there, and he's going to come in here at 12 o'clock with nothing but pure hockey takes.
And if you come by the Great Grizzly Bear, who knows, he might have some Vladimir Tarasenko gear that he picked up yesterday that he'll give away. Autographed items, a couple of sticks, things that were meant for the kids.
He had to push a few kids over to get to it. It's
correct.
Okay.
He's gear to give away. All right, and we'll also have Tuesdays with Kenny.
Yes.
Coming up at 12:30. Coveted hour next, the Great Grizzly Bear at the corner of Menard and Guyer in the heart of Soulard.